Yeah, Anthony, I ended up getting up at 5:30 on Saturday and started watching TV. I had about 2 hours of peace and quiet to myself, so I did not even go scouting. I didn't leave the house. I took my morning. I haven't done that in a long time. And Sean, yeah, that was my problem. I came in, got my general, and it was, you know, it was what, 2022? So everything was just, we were just peaking. And as a new HF operator, it was cake. I just turned on the radio, like you said, tuned around. But yeah, yesterday I brought my 40-foot spider beam and my freshly tuned up 49-1, tuned flat on 20, and just people would be booming, and then they would be gone. So it was, I spotted myself. I didn't have a single person hit me up. I had to hunt all 10 contacts. So, you know, similar to fishing, right? A bad day at radio is better than a good day at work, so I'll take it. And, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how this is going to get. If it's going to be like that, I think I'm going to just pack away my gear. I'll just play UHF, VHF. Go ahead, Anthony.
If I would have known you guys were out there, I would have tried to meet up with you after fishing just to hang out for a bit. Sean, I was river fishing. I was on the Clinton over by Yates in that general area. We were specifically fishing for steelhead, super elusive fish, so didn't expect a whole lot of luck, but had there was the tail end of the sucker run, so we hooked into some fish, just weren't able to land them. River was still high and really fast from the rain that we had last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. It was still pushing at almost double its normal river flow, so it was an awesome day to be out. I could have just grabbed a chair and sat next to the river without a fishing rod. It was so nice out. So I wasn't sad. There's so many days you go out and don't hook anything. To get out there and actually hook into a fish or two is a win. So over to you, Sean.